Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
Future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining with a community of poets, of writers, of lovers of the spoken word. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. You wouldn't know that we've been at this for 8 years now, or if we're in our eighth year now. You wouldn't know that with this beginning. But this is the first episode of our eighth year on the air.
Yes.
In fact, we have decided that this year needs a special name. You ready? Here's the name. Ready? Go ahead.
WPOM.
The Ocho.
That was JT, by the way.
Couldn't help it.
Yeah. So WPOM, The Ocho.
The Ocho.
Year eight. Of course, we'll switch languages for the international effect next year. We'll use a totally different language next year.
Yeah.
For year nine. But I'm sure we won't get sick of driving that into the ground anytime soon. So last week, on the day after the show, Christine, JT, and I went out and had dinner at this, what was the name of the place?
Beatrice
and Woodsley.
Woodsley, yes.
And
Beatrice and Woodsley.
Yes. I remember Beatrice because of the Much Ado About Nothing connection there. But the Woodsley was probably more just in reference to the fact there was a lot of wood.
There was a lot of wood inside.
Yeah, but the thing is, the things you would think were wood were not the wood.
No.
Yeah, so do we want to explain this to the people who are listening?
I don't know if that's going to come across.
No, just explain. So you go into the restaurant. Go ahead.
You go into the restaurant, and one of the first things you see is the bar. The bar is very nice. It has a wooden countertop. Whole bar top is wood. Mm-hmm. Repurposed.
Made out of one tree.
Yeah. It's like one repurposed.
A 140 foot long tree.
Slab of wood. And then there's aspens all over the place.
Right. Aspen trunks stuck in the ground going up to the top of the. Yeah.
They're not wood.
Which, of course, is what JT looks. He's like, dun, 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 dun.
Totally metal poles. It didn't disappoint me. I was just, but they had the texture and the feel. And then there was the bathroom.
And so I get up to go to the bathroom, and I come back, and I sit down at the table. Or as I'm sitting down at the table, I'm like, whatever we do, you both have to go to the bathroom before we leave.
Yes.
And then, of course, Christine and JT just start laughing at me because that's something only
it's like, of course, Michael, we'll go to the bathroom before we leave.
So do you want to explain what going to the bathroom was like there?
I mean,
not the actual act, the actual going there.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. Okay. So in the back, and even the waitress brought it up. Mm-hmm. Our server even brought up it going, welcome. And by the way, the bathroom is a feature. Yeah. I was like, okay. You go to the restroom, and it's behind. So there's this opening with two plate glasses on either side.
Right.
And then it goes into the back where there's this wall. One has an M, one has a W. And you just push open the door, and there's the toilet. the toilet, hanging from the ceiling that's about, what, 20, 15 feet above you, mm-hmm. are rolls of toilet paper all over the place. I'm like,
this is hard to imagine, but it's exactly as he's describing it.
And it's normal tile, you know, no problem. Normal
it's
bathroom.
It's kind of an art deco tile, yeah.
And then you come back out, and the sink has a pulley system for the on and off, which it took me 3 tries to figure it out.
And the water came running down these, like, chains down.
Like the beaded chains. And
yeah, from about 10 feet up.
Yeah, it was a very interesting effect.
It really was. And I think the reason I brought this up, and thank you for describing it. I appreciate that. One of the reasons I brought it up is it's interesting. I kind of noticed that every year right around the time that we have our anniversary, it kind of sets the tone for that year.
Yeah.
And we made the smart decision of having Christine choose where we go.
Yes, that was the
she does a really good job.
Best thing we could have decided.
It was a good decision. We have a hard time outsourcing things.
We do.
Don't we? But when we do, we're always happy when we do it.
Yeah.
So because she chose this place, it had this really interesting kind of artistic, really well thought out thing.
Yes.
And although you can't tell it from the beginning of the show this evening, I feel like that's kind of where this is going to go. And maybe that's the kind of year we can have where things are expanding and growing. And yes. We already have plans to be doing that, but doing it well and doing it with, I'd love for people to be able to come to the show and, you know, and they already do, but I think also engage with things in the way that it's funny to say we engage with the bathroom. You know what I mean? And it's
you got to check out the bathroom.
You got we got a bathroom here at the show. You got to check it out. It's called Studio X.
That's right.
Andy's
it's good
there.
Size.
Yeah, Andy's there. Yeah. All right. So anyway, yeah, we started the Dennis. We started the 8th year with Faux Aspens. So Faux Aspens will now forever be relegated to the beginning of the Ocho. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a great show lined up here.
Yeah.
So it's the beginning of a month, mm-hmm. which means we are going to have the first 3 clues of our December Poet of the Month. It also means that we are going to have the our December Poetic Form of the Month. We got an anthology coming out next week. My Socks Match. JT and I are teaching a class on podcasting tomorrow. And we're off next week. Yeah, I know. Okay,
sorry, that went on longer than I thought.
No, that's a good response there. That's a good little keystroke for you to have there. So the reason I'm bringing that up is we are going to be off a week from tonight. And the whole reason is that I have with the band that I'm running, the band themselves are having a Christmas party, and as the leader of the band, I need to be there. And so we were looking at a day to maybe take off in December, and that just makes sense then, right? So so we're going to do that, but we'll be back, of course, the next week, and we'll be through the new year. JT, really quickly, should I tell them what I got Catholic guilted into this week?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, sure. So...
You didn't get Catholic guilted into it.
I totally did get Catholic guilted All into right. this. But I think it was the right thing to do, to be honest with you. You would have done the same thing. So I got a call from another Catholic school, and they asked me to come in because apparently they do this larger scale. And I'll have to show you the videos of it, JT. It's actually really a bigger deal than you think. This musical every year in May. Well, they lost their music teacher, and they didn't have anyone to do the musical part. And they asked me about teaching music part-time. I'm like, I'm not really into that. I left that. But the musical I'm interested in doing. And so I went to go talk to the principal, and she was showing me around, and it's actually going to be really good. And I told her I wasn't interested in the music, and I saw her face kind of drop. And she goes, well, I want to ask you just to rethink this, because I've seen, you know, about 50-some candidates, and nobody can can do this. She goes, I have one person, but they'd be commuting from Greeley, which is how many hours away?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half it's a good day, yeah, it's, yeah. Not during snowstorm or anything. No. And snowstorm, it could be hours and hours and hours. So at any rate, she's sitting there and she's like, well, what if you did just a couple days a week? And blah, 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 you know, and she was making me more and more offers, and I told her I'd think about it. And then as I was leaving, you know, she took me up and showed me the room, and I saw the piano and the different instruments and a cart of ukuleles and all this stuff. And I saw the kids running around there, and I started thinking, oh, man. Like, So I'm leaving, and I'm driving back, and I discussed it with some people, and I finally just thought, fine, but it's the right thing.
Yeah.
And so, and then I found out after the fact my father and my grandfather had big ties to this church and this place. So I'm going to go back more as an act of just service. It's not, you know, to go teach a couple days a week, but also doing the musical as well.
Yeah.
For this next semester. And we'll see what happens, you know, after that. But so, yeah. So I accepted a part-time teaching thing. I got pulled right back into it again. I remember when I first started in radio, running the promotions department, they're like, once you get into radio, you never leave. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Well.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah. Don't look now. Don't look now.
There's a microphone in front of you.
Yeah, that's, I know. We've been doing this a while now.
Cans on your ears.
Yeah, apparently I couldn't say no. That is the problem. You're right, Zach. Well, hello, everybody. We're happy you're here. We were kind of giving a little bit of time for people to be able to join the show, and we're so happy that you're going to be here. I was out. You're right, but it's funny that I'm increasingly getting jobs by people calling me in, and I'm like, yeah, I didn't bring a resume. They're like, that's fine. We don't need one.
Yep.
That's a good place to be. So at any rate. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, actually. If I'm honest, I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm missing the interaction with kids and stuff. It's fun. It's fun.
That portion. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It was just a lot, you know.
It was. You were.
But I don't have to do most of the stuff I did in my other job.
Right. And I think that's the big key, is that you're not working near as hard.
Not
as
even
far
close.
As,
I was doing like 60 hours a week, man. Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah. It's too much. So it won't be that anymore. No. However, I just want to say I'm so happy to be here. This is the first episode of our eighth year. Fantastic. Yes. And so let's just get into the rules. Now that people are joining us, yeah. I think we'll be ready to go. Rule number zero, bring someone who's never been to the show before next time we do a show, which will be in 2 weeks. The reason I'm asking for that is not just, you know, to like inflate numbers. What it's really about is this community is always great when it's growing and new people are coming in. Zach's a great example of that. All of us at one point or another were new callers here that are in the chat room. I remember the first days that – I remember the first night Barbara called in. I remember the first night Dennis called in. Stan, you just go straight down the line. I can remember all of those. And I think it's the new blood that comes in and meeting people who have been here a while, and you kind of mentor them as callers. It's really interesting to see this process. And so if you know poets, if there's people that you think are getting into it, encourage them to give us a call or send something in. We just really love it, and we want to make sure that this can grow and in a great way that makes sense for us. We don't want us to be a huge show. It needs to be just big enough where we have a lot, because if it's too big, no one's going to be able to call in consistently, and it's not as cool.
Right.
So,
and we have the room to grow.
We do have room to grow. We can always make it grow, except, you know, JT and I have had conversations. We really don't want to be doing 7 segments. I'm just throwing that out there. It'd be great, but, man, that'd be tiring.
Well, 7 would be okay.
You think so?
Without a return.
Oh, that's right. We wouldn't do a return at that point. That's right. Okay.
Fair
enough.
There's a...
That's right. There's a built-in fail-safe.
Yes.
Yeah, so we did math. That's a good thing. All right.
Systems, Michael. Systems.
Well, Barbara, if you're inviting them and they're not coming, that just means your sales pitch isn't good enough. Tell them I can. Tell them that like the host wears tearaway pants, and then you know if the enough poems are read, I can, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm just reading the chat room now. Okay. So let's just get into the rules now. Okay. So we'll go rule number actual one is no hate speech. We don't do that on the show. We never have. We never will. Rule number two, please skew PG-13 if you can with your work. We have a community here. We want to have families, younger people be able to listen. We're not in the business of censoring anyone. However, you know, if it gets, you know, if it's a little too gratuitous, we reserve the right to jump in and stop it. Just because. Rule number three, please be prepared with your poem. It's just a respect thing for the time and everything like that. And I think it's just a, it just keeps the show flowing well. We understand if a screen turns off right before we get there, just have it ready to go, you know? Keep your work no more than 3 to 5 minutes long. That's pretty easy to eyeball and figure out, you know? It's the 50-page epics that, you know, will get you. And rule number five, comments and suggestions. We love them. They keep our show moving and growing. But when they're said on the air or just in the chat room, it's really, really hard for us to, you know, it's really, really hard for us to remember what we're doing or what you said because we're just doing so much stuff here. So send it to us, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, or put it in the contact form. That's the best way to get us this stuff. And then we can just take it and talk about it during our meetings during the week.
Yes.
All right, JT, I'm going to send a message here. I'm looking in the chat room. I'm going to send a message to Dennis, too.
Oh, I'm going to – I have
you,
a thing.
Are you on it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we're just going to get into the call-in thing now. So the number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
We need 5 unique callers. You can also use Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
Can we just discuss how strange of a choice it is that I described what that I'm going back to work, and then you played that song?
Yep.
And but this and was not
by
planned.
The way, it was not planned.
Totally not
I had
planned.
Picked that song well before Michael
yeah,
got here.
Just awkward. Yeah,
it is.
Well, you didn't even know until I got here.
Right,
I didn't
and
even
that's
tell
the thing.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
So, well, that's... so just explaining, that would have been really awkward if it had been planned. But also really funny. So, hey, there are some really attractive teachers out there.
There are.
Yeah, that's true. There we go. Let's just leave it there. Leave it there.
Well done.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Let's just compliment each other for the next 2 hours and everyone will leave
oh, yes,
us alone.
Please.
And this will be the end of the show. Okay. So before we get into anything else, we're going to do a submission here. We've received several submissions. And if you're listening and you want to send in a piece of poetry, you can by just sending it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or putting it in the contact form. Just indicate that it's a submission for us to read on the show and we'll be more than happy to read it for you. This one is from a longtime friend of the show named Steve Junka. Excuse me. This is called Vietnam 1971, Legend, the Rock Apes. There is a legend of the Rock Apes in a faraway and forgotten land where we didn't want to be. I heard stories how they waited for K-9 to come out at night. You could hear them breathe and walk, but managed to stay out of sight. I'm told they left footprints and gave a blood-curdling yell. As they were regularly a menace is all that I can tell. To some they threw rocks from above a nearby hill. Suddenly, all was quiet, quiet, and so still. Yes, I believe the Rock Apes were alive before the police blew. For that is where our bombs were stored. So many, not a few. Yes, I believe the Rock Apes lived in a jungle by the sea. We didn't like being there, and that includes even me. And that was Legend of the Rock Apes, Vietnam 1971 by Steve Junka. Steve, as always, we love your work. Thank you, sir. And it's always a pleasure to open up the email and see something from you. Of course, you are welcome any time. And we would love to read anything you send to us. And that includes you. If you're listening to this as well, you can be just like Steve by following the instructions that I mentioned right before the poem. Just send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com and just indicate it is to be read on the show. All right. And from there, we're going to head into the callers. So we're going to go to Michigan, which is a great place to start. Let's go with someone different in Michigan this time than normal in the first spot. Let's go to George. Hey, George, how are you, sir?
Hey, good to be back.
Yeah, we're happy you're back. How's everything going?
Pretty good. Really, much better than it was several days ago.
Good.
I pretty much put your other life to the side,
Absolutely.
And dig in. And so with the surgery and all that stuff and the recuperation that's still going on. And in fact, I even missed our poetry group Christmas party first time. I've missed that.
Yeah.
And there was, but Dennis, the wonderful Dennis, showed up after, it's only a few miles from where I live, the party was. So he showed up, after the party was over, the dinner party with some stuff. With some stuff, good stuff from people, and including candy, which of course is number one.
That is a necessity. Yes,
it's really, but some nice words from Dennis and everybody else, and he's. I didn't really expect it. My wife was delighted, of course, and I got to tell you that if you do have to in your life make caregiving choices, there. You get it all back in one way or another, if you know what I mean.
That is very true. I agree.
And, of course my patient is very, very good patient. So she's, couldn't be better. So anyway, it isn't all negative. It's just, it does change your,
priorities.
Change
yeah, absolutely. It changes.
Yeah. And you give up some stuff for a while,
yep.
Like the gym. But I'm back at the gym every day.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
What you don't want to do is let it drag you down for a long period.
You kind of have to try to let it be in its own space. But it's I said this to somebody, and I didn't even realize. That it was as accurate as it was until after I said it, which was for me something like falling off, going to the gym or things like that. There's certain times and places where it totally makes sense, like what you're describing. But a lot of times in life, when we fall off, it's not necessarily because of something like that. And to me, when I'm stopped going to the gym and I start, not eating well and everything, it's a lot like relapsing into some sort of addiction. it's kind of
absolutely.
And it's hard to do, but I think it's been the thing that's pulled me out of kind of a recent mental and creative dark space. And I understand what you're talking about. We missed you, but I kind of had the impression that's what was going on. And we're happy to have you back.
I didn't write a single poem in about 4 weeks.
Wow.
So and I haven't yet, but it's just around the corner.
Absolutely.
And so for tonight, tomorrow marks the Pearl Harbor anniversary, 78th Pearl Harbor anniversary. I was going to write a poem, but I thought it would be a bomb, so I didn't do it. Bad joke. I didn't even deliver the joke right.
It took me a second there, and I'm like,
I could at least practice. I could at least practice it. I'm not a good joke teller anyway.
Hey, you and me both.
This one is, I guess, appropriate for this year. It's called What Marriage Can Be. I wrote it back in September. What can this be, this coupling, this tangling of two lives? It can be sharing inside jokes, still funny after years. Or the quick small neck rub as you lean over their chair, or noticing your water glass is empty and filling it. What can it be, this splashing two souls into one glass and stirring it? It can be times of sensuality and times of just nearness, of exchanging amused glances when with an eccentric friend, or leaning over to see the silly photos on their phone. What can it be, this huge choice, perhaps first made in lust? It can be an endurance test, a time when compromise is vital, or the need to have separate spaces at unexpected times, or just the need to talk and be heard uninterrupted. What can it be, this creation of young, sometimes perplexing progeny? It can be times of burgeoning pride and shared joy, or the realization that all those years have hustled by, or it can be the awareness one day that you simply did your best. What can marriage be? It can be one day seeing a photo of you both and accepting that it really wasn't about you, it was about us. End of peace.
JT, as the married guy of this team, what did you think of that first?
It was beautiful. Really was. Very true.
Yeah. I enjoyed that a lot, George. Even though I'm still I'm an unattached pagan, you know, apparently, but I'm a philistine of relationships.
Most of the time, it's the grass on the other side of the fence looks greener. Most of the guys are looking at you.
I hear this. I hear this. I have lots of friends of mine that are married are like, you have no idea, and I'm like, yeah, but you don't either. You know, like. It's crazy out here. It's like Star Trek out here.
Oh, God, it's so funny, you know. And you do have to laugh about it, too. You know, if you do, it just all makes sense.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, because it's always the grass is greener. It really is, you know.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Well, thank you, George. I'm really happy to hear your voice and hear you back, and you know, completely understand you, the reasoning and all that. But it's just great to hear you, and we're looking forward to, you know, to hearing some more of your poetry in the return, hopefully as well.
I hope so too. Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
I will move over. Thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you. And that was George calling from Michigan, leading us off here in the first segment. All right. Now, we're going to go to a little place called New York. I don't know why I said it like that. Let's go visit Zach in upstate New York. Hey, Zach.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Doing my day job at a gas station by day and then saving people buying poetry at night.
You're like a poetic Batman.
It's awesome. Gas station attendant by day, poet by night.
Exactly. I think it makes sense, though, right?
It does. It really does.
And Zach, I've been running around so much this week. I'm sorry I haven't been as responsive as I want to be. You've got some great stuff going on with your work, and we're just every you know, good thing that happens for you, we're just so happy.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for you guys. I mean, you know, the success of the show and, you know, these amazing people you've helped inspire, including me. So, it all goes around. And,
we're just trying to get inspired ourselves, Zach.
You know?
Hey, well, thank you, man. Thank you. So what do you have for us this time?
Well, tonight is a little bit different because tonight I got my first Canadian follower, and the only reason I say that because I haven't had anyone from Canada yet.
You've had Cynthia Sharp like your work, and she's in Vancouver.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I failed geography.
Oh, it's
so
okay.
Bad,
no problem. Yeah, it's so, British Columbia is right next to British Brazil, so don't. Yeah, it's. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. It's good to know. I got my follower from there, and he actually wrote a micro poem that I thought that I wanted to share, and so I'm going to share his micro poem. He's actually going to listen. He doesn't have a Twitch account, but he's going to listen to the show, and then. Maybe someday in the future he might call because he's interested in it.
Cool.
And so I'm going to share his micro poem, and then I'm going to share a micro poem that I wrote today. So this poem is by Patrick in Ontario, Canada, and it's called Half Past Nine. Don't expect the moon to sing for you. Don't expect the stars to shine. They only come to listen, Do You Have the Time? And that was the end of Patrick's piece. And then, my piece is called Change, and this one I wrote today. It's hard to live, but easy to die. It's hard to love, but still we try. It's hard to believe that things can get better, but life can change as quick as the weather. End of my piece.
I think, first of all, the micro poem is very, very cool. Thanks for sharing that with us. And then yours, I think you're finding your voice in it. You do a really specific thing, and I think it's very valuable.
Thanks. I love to. It feels good that my work is valuable to people. And
yeah.
So, but yeah, it's especially because the people that I share my poems with, they're from horrible situations, and I think that for them it is harder to live and it's easier to die, but it's just the fact that things, like saying things that are really deep and painful in the beginning, and then talking and then changing, flipping the script and talking about how things can get better, I think that really resonates with those people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that was it. Pat, that was Patrick's piece from Ontario, Canada. I saw it and wow, that is a really, really interesting and cool piece.
That is really cool. And I will say, Zach, it's awesome, and thank you for exposing him to the show as well. Just so you know, by you reading on this show, it looks like a small community when we do the actual show live. But we have listeners literally from around the world. We have people. I'll get messages from people in India, from all over, that listen to this show. And so so keep in mind, you're already international, my friend. It's just growing and growing.
Right. Oh, by the way, I know it's I will send you guys an email, but I just thought you should know that I was looking on the worldpoetryopenmic.net website today, and it still says on the calendar that we do have World Poetry Open Mic next week.
Right.
I have updated. It should be corrected.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much,
yes.
Zach.
No,
it should be corrected.
We genuinely appreciate
yes.
that. We're just trying to do it well. There's just a lot of variables, so thank you for that.
Right. I look forward to the anthology. And by the way, how did that meeting go?
Oh, with the producer. Yeah, it went really, really well. We're going to be writing together every week, and I played him the song. He really, really loved it. So we'll be talking about it more. But one of the things he's doing is running around trying to get artists to actually use songs. So there may be a future there. We'll see. But it's going to be a weekly thing, and we'll see how it goes.
Nice, man. That's good for you. Congratulations. And,
oh, thanks.
We'll talk more in the return engagement. But it's good to talk to you guys. It's good to get updated. And I will step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Zach.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And that was Zach calling from New York. Not New York City.
No.
Upstate. Not downstate. Not side state. Not the other side state. Upstate.
Well, thank God you covered it all.
I'm glad that I can make JT laugh, because I have a feeling no one else laughs at my jokes. All right. let's go to Dennis in Michigan. Hello, Dennis.
Hello. Eight is great.
Happy birthday, Dennis, because this is now your official, what, eighth? Right?
You called the second week?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. So that's right. So, yeah, this is 7 years of Dennis calling in now.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Woohoo.
Well, we couldn't be happier.
And it's all good.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes, it is.
We're really happy about that too. So, so how did this last week go for you?
Last week went very well. I have such a good life. I don't know why, but it's been very well, and I'm not complaining. I'm just very thankful.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. I love hearing that. So what do you now that this is your seventh year anniversary calling the show? What do you have for us?
All right, I have one of my poems tonight. The title is The Puzzle. An enigma all wrapped up in your impenetrable fortress of self-willed persona. You defy definition and comprehension. I chip away at the outer layers of your granite facade just to find deeper levels of mystery. You speak, and I hang on every word, sifting for hidden meaning and innuendo, so that I may peel back the layers of your tenacious veneer and view the real you. But alas, your guard is ever fortified. No light is allowed to shine on the inner sanctum of your soul. You are the jigsaw puzzle that will never be solved. A conundrum beyond comprehension. The disjointed clues, without any hope of reconciliation, are condemned to rest in pieces of my consciousness. End of poem.
Wow.
I enjoyed that,
yeah,
Dennis.
Very well done.
Yeah.
It sounds like you practiced this for a while.
I like to read a little bit of everything. So yeah. I need to write three verse from time to time just to get oil the gears and so that I don't get too rusty with that. So
yeah.
I thought I would share piece of free verse with you tonight.
I think it was great. We were really happy that you did so.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you so very much. I'm glad to be a part of year eight. Yes. And it's going to be great. And I will support it in every way I can. So
thank you, sir. And
I am looking forward to the anthology that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And all the good stuff that you just keep bringing up for us. You know, I don't know how you guys do it. You guys are amazing. Oh,
thank you, Dennis. You're very encouraging. We love it.
Well, that's just, it's mutual. You know, you encourage us, and it just naturally returns back to you.
Awesome. Yeah, we love that, too. We notice that. We get so much out of this, too. So, well, thank you, sir. And return engagement, I hope. You'll be there?
Well, I should hope so. I have a poem to read by a friend of mine that just wrote a new book. So I'm going to be sharing that with you.
Fantastic.
On the return engagement. So thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. And I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say, God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan in the third spot here in our first segment. All right. There's a place we like to go.
Yes. Wow. Whoops.
It's called Connecticut.
Michigan.
No, Connecticut, not Michigan.
No, Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Hello. Hey, Barbara.
What is this?
What? That's what I'm trying to ask. How are you, Barbara?
I'm fine. You're not getting Michigan and Connecticut confused.
No. I said from Connecticut. When we came on, there was a delay in the what you were listening to that said Michigan.
There is a big delay.
Yeah. So I said Connecticut, and then you heard my voice say Michigan right after we came on.
That's all. Okay.
Yeah.
So No, your website is not updated. I went and checked.
Well, we'll take a look. And at worst case, I'll do just put gigantic red letters across the front that says, "We don't have a show this week." Yeah. I'll definitely take a look.
Anyway, I'll talk after. Okay.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
The poem I'm going to read is called Butterfly Wishes. I'm not sure I read it on here. I read it to Cynthia last week, and I don't remember when I wrote it. It must have been weeks ago, but I think I wrote it for a show that was not on the air. So anyway, it's called Butterfly Wishes. Each day I set wishes into the air. Little butterflies flutter around, their delicate wings ready to take off and fly to wherever I want them to take me. There is a sadness to these fluttering creatures, for they hold wishes for a person who is no longer here, a ghost of a man who still inhabits my thoughts, like the residue after a bright light explodes in front of you. Knowing he cannot fulfill them, still I keep wishing and piling up these fragile butterfly wishes, so eager to leap up into the air for me, yet knowing the catalyst for them cannot be there. The yearning continues each day, and sometimes if you set one of these delicate creatures up to fly away to where dreams are fulfilled, there is one that does escape. Whatever is wished for happens without the subject there. Funny, though, when you were here, none of these wishes occurred to me, and I didn't need these endless daily wispy wings to go through my days. You were here, and I could speak the words I so truly regret not treasuring more then. For I believe they would flow endlessly from my mouth to your head until one of us was no longer there to accept them. A stream of desires we communicated to each other, both in word and deed. Now I pick up the unused butterfly wishes and throw them away. They are useless once they have been out in the open too long, for they sour and deaden and become a wasted effort, so destructive if the thought were to emerge, it would ruin the day. So I use my wishes carefully and with purpose now, hoping that at least one will bring me some kind of comfort. You could say they are prayers, for what is a prayer but a wish you are putting out there to the universe? End poem.
Very well done, Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this what I wrote. I don't think I ever read it on here. So
I don't think so. I don't remember that.
So this is a premiere for you, but I read it to Cynthia. She loved it.
Oh, good.
She's the first one who heard it. And my week was so busy. Oh, God. And then I had to do something you see, I'm editing. So I was editing this 16 chapters of a 32-chapter book. And I'm getting so little for it, but hoping that this editing job will give me some cachet.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm doing it. And I had to write all these Americanisms because the person who wrote it is not American. And so his language was very, very different from what Americans would say or do in a certain case. And sometimes it was even sometimes something that would be illegal that he thought was legal. So it was like, really?
I'm not even going to ask the situation because that's just fascinating. Just leave out there.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, he had no idea of how police stations work either, so I have to, you know, I had to redo that. So it was very interesting. And then Thursday, well, same Wednesday. Wednesday, what did I do? I had to do something Wednesday big. I don't remember. But Thursday, I had to go to my holiday luncheon, and I had to get up early, and early for me is before 11. So the luncheon was at 11:30, so I had to get up, you know, and ready. And then the following day, I had my letters meeting, and I had to get up early, too. So I had to get up early twice this week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it's a lot for me. It's a lot.
You know, I understand. And, you know, it's for me, it's strange because I'm actually trying to stay up later and get up later. I'm trying to force myself to do
pointers,
that.
Pointers, Michael.
Well, you know, actually, the best pointer I got, because I was having a hard time, was someone was saying was just it'll just do it naturally because our body was it set for a 25-hour cycle or something, so it just really naturally, if you just let it kind of go, you'll start gravitating towards going to bed later. So that's what I'm doing. But I've been trying to break myself out of that gross habit of getting up at 3:50 in the morning when I didn't need to.
Oh, that's really too early. That's crazy.
It's gross. It's gross. That's for sure.
Well, you have to go to sleep so early if you get up at 3:30.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's true. And the thing is, doing music and doing all that stuff, you've got to be up at night, right? I mean, those things only really happen at night.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of friends who stay up late, so talking on the phone with a friend late is a good way to stay up. And, you know, watching TV late is a good way to stay up. So that's how I, you know, but really, I don't like to get up early. So it's really like my daughters are saying, everyone gets up early, Mom. You'll be surprised if you know. So I have to. I'm getting off the phone. I know you have another person.
We do. We got a whole show ahead of us, Barbara. A whole show.
Getting off the phone, Michael.
No, we love you, Barbara.
Talk to you
so
later.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut. How do you stay up late? I'd really like to know. Well, you can watch TV or you can talk with a friend on the phone. Yeah. See, it works, doesn't it?
So, real quick, if our bodies are made for 25 hours, so we were never made for this world. Do you notice that?
It seems like a bit of an extrapolation, my friend.
Well, I mean, it's only on a 23 and almost 24-hour day.
True. But then again, time is also made up. And the actual flow of time is subject to gravity. Which is a whole other situation.
Right. So if we were just pushed just a little bit
outside of our comfort zone.
Ooh, yeah. Then our day might actually be 25 hours. I do not want to work that.
I don't know why somehow this conversation just instantly made me think of late night talk show hosts being an entirely different race of people. Who came up at the same time, but they were born in suits telling jokes and trying to entertain people late at night. That's crazy. Let's go to Alabama. Let's talk to Stan. Everybody, I know that's crazy. Don't try to talk me out of it.
Oh.
Hey, Stan, if you can hear us, we can't hear you. We're having the Skype issue on our fifth caller, which is random. Could you hang up and call us right back? We will take you live. All right.
He is on it.
Don't need to ask permission to have a little bit of an intermission while we're waiting for Stan to call back in. Hello, Stan from Alabama. How are you, sir?
I am fine. How are you, sir?
Doing really, really well. It's great to hear your voice.
Wow. What a lineup. Nice start.
It's a good start so far, huh? I think it's going to be a good show tonight. It's already been a good show.
I believe it.
Yeah. So what's the weather? What's the weather like down where you are?
Uncustomarily warm and wet.
Huh. Oh, interesting. It's getting a little bit warmer here, but it's been like frigid for about a week or so. There's still snow on the ground. JT's got a whole pool of mud in front of his house.
Yeah, but that's from a different thing.
He came out. He came out. Don't put your guitar in the mud. Don't put it in the mud.
Well, I was genuinely concerned. Yeah,
yeah. No, I appreciate that very much. Thank you, sir. So Stan, what do you got for us?
A little poem I wrote for the Poetry of Spring's Embrace. It's called Inexorably. As our years pass, we desire time to stand, holding to the moments, those most treasured. They prove fleeting, and in the moment next, pass in life's flow as changes come undeterred. We grasp within heart and mind those moments held tightly behind the dam of memories. But the flow continues in spite of our wills, flowing on and changing into histories. Faded pictures and ink on yellow pages, legacies of moments left to new eyes. But the changes as well as time and life, the inexorable flows that no living soul defies. In peace.
First of all, you're still one of my favorite voices to read poetry. I got to tell you.
Well,
man.
Thank you, sir.
Oh my gosh, and just stellarly done. Really, really good. JT, what'd you think?
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sit here and I enjoy a lot, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, but it's the truth, though. I mean,
it's the truth.
Yeah, it's an authentic thing. It's
I mean, it expresses what he really feels. So, yeah.
You know, it's a poetry show. Maybe we can get him a thesaurus.
A thesaurus might help. Yeah, try and get some.
But at the same,
I don't know if he'd enjoy that.
You know, if we could get an inflatable Tyrannosaurus holding a larger thesaurus, you'd be all in.
All in.
Okay.
Instantly.
Look at the dinosaur, JT. Look at the dinosaur. Yes. Stan, thanks again. Really appreciate you calling, and you know, we hope it's all going well, and we're looking forward to hearing from you in the return.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
And on to the next segment.
All right. Sounds good, sir. We'll talk to you next time.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
And that was Stan calling from Alabama, rounding out our first set here on the show. Now, JT, there is a special thing we have to do tonight.
Yes.
Are you aware of what it is?
Yes.
It is called the first clues of this month's Poet of the Month. Okay. So, for those of you who might be listening who don't know, I think most of us live do know, but we have a mysterious poet that we talk about every month. And in the first few weeks, we'll give three clues. So three each week. And then on the third week, we will unveil. Now, of course, we won't have the show next week. So I'll share three clues this week. And then I think there's five Sundays in December.
Right.
Because I'm thinking of teaching lessons. I just had worked that out.
Okay.
So that means there are only four Fridays?
Yep.
Only four Fridays. Okay. So what I'll have to do is I'll have to release the next three through a video or something like that.
Ooh.
Next week. Okay.
All right.
And then so it'll be on our Facebook page. I'll also put it on our website. But I'll release those next Friday, so you'll be able to tell what's going on. And then on the 20th, before Christmas, we will unveil who it is. And then we'll have our show on the 27th as well.
Yep.
All right, cool. So here are your first three clues. Clue number one, Salome unlocks the mind's mysteries. Clue number two, a bohemian by birth. And clue number three, the letters of youth. I'll say them again. Number one, Salome unlocks the mind's mysteries. Number two, a bohemian by birth. 3, The Letters of Youth. You can find these clues on our website. If you click on Poet of the Month, you will be able to see that the clues are written there, and that should help you as you're trying to learn research.
So if you do know it, don't post it in the chat room.
Yeah, send it to us, because you'll get to choose the songs, or at least a song that I do, sometimes more than one, on Studio X the next month. So if you got it for this, you'd be able to choose for January.
Yes.
All right. All right, everyone. I hope that you can find that. It's pretty interesting. And I would just love to see what you can come up with. All right, everyone. It is time for the next segment.
WPOM.
The Ocho.
Sorry, I can't help myself.
The Ocho. We got to get some music behind
we
that.
We will.
Now. Okay. Yeah. We're going to work that out. All right.
Epic music.
I'm going to do some processing on that, so it'll be the big radio voice. The Ocho. Yeah, we'll do it like that. Okay, yeah. Cool. All right, so we need 5 more unique callers. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry, Open Mic.
Rock the mic. Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic. Rock the mic. Hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock, when you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and here we are in the second segment. But you know what? We had something happen.
Yeah?
We got no callers.
Yeah.
Which means that some of us have already called in, and we know how it goes.
Yep.
It also means some people are not calling in, but that's okay. That happens too. But this is why we need to bring more people into the show, right?
Absolutely.
And we have it. Well, it ebbs and flows. We have no
especially
concern.
Around the holidays.
Yeah, we have no concerns, but it ebbs and flows, right? And so this is why we want to encourage our friends to come on. Now, I have a few things that I got to kind of cover during this time, because not only do I have to do some stuff for our poetic form of the month, but I also have another submission I got to read.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So let's do the submission first. Does that sound okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, let's do that. This one is from our friend Don Hagelberg. It's called The Auto Wash, or just Auto Wash. It's in memory of Richard Amio, in memory of Richard Aimo Hayata. Here it is. Auto wash. He squirts the bottom of the pail with liquid soap, then fills it quite full until the top flows over in a jam of froth. He hears each bubble burst and hand shrouds his ears in uselessness, trying not to heed each explosive sphere he fears has been cruelly punctuated. The auto wash occurs once a year in the Finish Hall's parking lot on Chestnut Street in Berkeley. His seniors' hands over to their teens' ignition keys to the dreams on wheels. First rub and suds, and then, at the station of the auto, trickles a rinse, followed by the squeak of the squeegee, shadowed by the scrape of the dry chamois. Finally, attention travels inside the car, in which the upholstery's damp ragged down and a saint vacuums the carpet and lists up the mats to shake. Richard leaves, finished with the auto wash. And that was Auto Wash by Don Hagelberg. Don, thank you so much for contributing that. We love your poetry.
Absolutely.
We miss you on the phone, but we completely understand either way. It's just great for us to be able to share your work. If you want to share your poetry like Don, and I even have another submission I'm going to be reading for the return.
Wonderful.
Send it to us, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. Just indicate it is for a submission for the show. All right, now we're moving to the poetic form of the month. Oh, yeah. Okay. This is the time to be the morning DJ. Oh, yeah. We got a poetic form of the month. Bam. Okay, here we go. Our form for December 2019 is, and I am not misspeaking here, Bir Athodaid. It's Welsh. If you can't tell from the name, The Byr Athodedd is a Welsh form. Here are the rules. The Byr Athodedd is a quatrain, four-line stanza, or a series of quatrains. The quatrain itself is divided into two combined couplets, the two-line stanza. One couplet contains eight syllables for each line and with an AA end rhyme scheme. I could keep going, but really it's pretty complicated. So the reason I'm saying this is if you go to our webpage, or website, webpage is not a thing anymore. if you go to worldpoetryopenmic.net, you click on Poetic Form of the Month, there is a full description. I mean, multiple paragraphs, examples, everything of this poetic form. And I think it could be a lot of fun for us to get into. For December of 2019, Byr Athodedd is our Poetic Form of the Month. All right, so JT, I got to figure this out. Should we do the thing?
Well, hang on. So we got a couple of questions in the chat room.
Okay, what's up?
Do you remember last month's Poet of the Month?
Yeah, it was Stephanie Clifford.
Stephanie Clifford. Okay.
Wait, am I mixing that name up? Okay, let me. I've got it here. I think Stephanie Clifford is...
It's a blend?
No, you know who Stephanie Clifford is, I think. Am I mixing this up? Is that Stormy Daniels' actual name? I think it is. Okay, I'm just blanking right now because I'm being asked. I'll pull it up and I'll have it when we come in. What are you laughing at?
No, it's
that's pretty good though. That is pretty good. Michelle Cliff.
Wow.
Michelle Cliff.
Stephanie Clifford.
I'm gonna look up if Stephanie Clifford is who I think it is.
Yeah.
And I have no idea why that name popped in my head. Let's see.
Who are you thinking about there, Mr.
Well, the thing is, if Michelle I was thinking Cliff. That, I wouldn't have ever mentioned it on the air. All right, let's see here. Yep, Stephanie Clifford is totally Stormy Daniels. So don't look up Stephanie Clifford. That's a totally different person. Okay.
That's awesome, Michael. That was well fantastic. Done, sir.
Any other questions I can mangle?
Yes. Spell the poetic form.
Okay. It is B-Y-R, and then a separate word, A. And then space, THODDAIDMOUSEA. Okay, I'm kidding about the last part. Just I was just going to keep
you.
Going.
It worked. Thank you. All the way up to mouse, right?
Mousa.
Mousa?
I was going to go mouse.
Mickey?
Or something like that, and just keep going.
Leave mouse in there?
No, it's Byr Athodedd. Just end with the D. It's like people who like say my name is Amadur. I'm like, where's the R? I'm pretty sure an EI never equals that. Any other great questions?
Let's see. What? No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
Oh, man.
If you can give me a little bit of like part of a song, we can prep to go to a special place known as Studio X.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a song for you.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So, an interlude.
Okay.
Okay. And then what? Just to go
yeah,
into
yeah,
the
so
studio?
I can kind of figure out what I'm doing and get the alert.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The lyrics together. Yeah.
Absolutely. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Here we go. All right.
Oh, sorry.
Do I have volume? All right.
Cool. Yeah?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay.
All right, everyone. I brought this because I told you I would last week. It wasn't actually a plan. I just decided I'd do it. So here's a few songs. So hope you enjoy them. My life goes on in endless song, above earth's lamentations, I hear the real though far of him that hails a new creation through the temple.
just loudly roars. I hear the truth it lives. What through the darkness round me glows. Sounds in the night it giveth. When tyrants tremble, shake with fear, and hear their death knell ringing, when friends rejoice both far and near, how can I keep from singing? Storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I am clinging. Since love is Lord in heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Since love is Lord in heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? How can I keep from singing? How can I keep from singing?
One more here. If you can't figure out what the title of that last song was, it's How Can I Keep From Singing? All right.
Nobody else here, baby. No one here to blame. No one to point the finger. It's just you and me in the rain. Nobody made you do it. No one put words in your mouth. Nobody here taking orders when love took a train heading south. It's the blind leading the blonde. It's the stuff of country songs. If God will send his angels, and if God will send a sign, and if God will send his angels, everything be alright. God has got his phone off the hook, babe. Would he even pick up if he could? It's been a while since we saw that child hanging around this neighborhood. See his mother dealing in a doorway. See Father Christmas with a begging bowl. And Jesus' sister's eyes are a blister. The high street never looks so low. It's the blind leading the blonde. It's the cops collecting for the cons. So where is the hope, and where is the faith, and the love? What's that you said to me? Does love light up your Christmas tree? The next minute you're blowing a fuse and Cartoon Network turns into the news if God will send his angels. God will send a sign. Well, if God will send his angels, where do we go? Jesus never would let me down. You know, Jesus used to show me the score. Then they put Jesus in show business. Now it's hard to get in the door. It's the stuff. It's the stuff of country songs. But I guess it was something to go on. If God will send his angels, I sure could use them here right now. If God will send his angels, and I don't have to lie, and I don't want to lie, and I don't want to promise, because I don't want to lie. Just know that I need you tonight.
Completely depressed everybody. What do you guys think? I'm going to leave it up to you. Should I, because that feels like such a low point, should I do one more or should we move on? Well, let's look at the chat room, see what people say. What do you guys think?
Nice, sweet, one more. Beautiful, Michael.
Well, thank you. You're making me blush, but what about the songs? No. All right, I'm trying to think of a song we can do here that would be good.
Yes, good job.
Okay, well, thank you. That's very, very nice of you.
Sing.
Sing, monkey, sing! Woohoo! Okay. Yeah. Let's see. I'm kind of looking through a few things to see if I have something. I have things I can do, obviously, but... it's one of those things where you know so many songs and suddenly you're like, I don't know any songs at all that I've ever done in my life, but yet you spend all your time doing songs. That's what's happening to me right now. Okay, here we go. I'll figure this one thing out. JT, stall for me for a second.
Stall?
Oh. Say something amazing that's going to really just blow people away. It's kind of the Ed McMahon thing, right?
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Walk the plank, says Pirate Jim. But Captain Jim, I cannot swim. Then you must steer us through the gale. But Captain Jim, I cannot sail. Then down with the galleys, slaves, you go. But Captain Jim, I cannot row. Then you must be the pirate's clerk. But Captain Jim, I cannot work. Then a pirate captain you must be. Thank you, Jim, says Captain Me.
Hey, that was good. I like that one. That's a nice song. Nice song that I'm looking at, too, and that's a nice piece.
Good.
All right, let's see here. I've never played this one before. I think it'd be fun. Let's see what happens. Are you ready? Because I'm not. No.
Here we go.
So forgive me if I totally screw this up. It'll be fun. Here we go.
You cut me down a tree and brought it back to me, and that's what made me see where I was going wrong. You put me on a shelf and kept me for yourself. I can only blame myself. You can only blame me. And I could write a song 100 miles long. Well, that's where I belong, and you belong with me. And I could write it down and spread it all around, get lost and then get found, swallowed in the sea. You put me on a line and hung me out to dry, and darling, that's when I decided to go to sea. You cut me down to size, it opened up my eyes, made me realize what I could not see.
That was a weird melody.
And I could write a book, the one that say that shook the world, and then it took it back from me. And I could write it down and spread it all around, get lost and then get found. You come back to me, not swallowed in the sea. And I could write a song 100 miles long, but that's where I belong, and you belong with me. The streets you're walking on, 1,000 houses long, well, that's where I belong, and you belong with me. Not swallowed in the sea, you belong with me. Not swallowed in the sea, you belong with me. Not swallowed in the sea, you belong with me. I shouldn't have picked this key.
It occurs to me partway through, I'm like, of all the songs I know, why do I choose songs I've never played before? And of all the songs I know, why do I choose ones I haven't played before, I haven't heard in like 3 or 4 years?
Uh-huh.
And of all those songs, why did I choose this key? Anyway, thank you for putting up with that, whatever that was. So quickly, I'm going to jump in the Hadrian Collider. We're going to clench, pop back out in time to kick off this return engagement, otherwise known as
the return engagement.
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 The Ocho. All right, everybody. Actually, let's just do it now. Anybody who wants to call and share something new, you can do it. 72, or just call in and share another piece. My gosh, I'm horrible at this now. Our 8th year is going to be our worst year yet. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
I was gonna sing a song, I don't remember what it meant. It was some weird segue into the return engagement.
All right, everybody. We're kind of loopy right now. It's been a good week, though. It's been a really good week. Yeah. I had an awesome week. I think I've written so many songs this week that the music's just like not there for me right now.
Until we went to the break, and then you were like, oh, "Why didn't I do this one?"
Oh yeah, or I was like, one. I was like, "Oh yeah," or I could do like, "Yeah, I know." It's just what happens. I just gotta, you know.
It's a recliner.
Is that what that is? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got some great callers lined up here, but I even have another submission before we get into that.
Yes.
Now, JT, before we get into the return engagement.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything you want to share with us, or anything you want to ask?
We got a class tomorrow.
We do. How do you think this is going to go? So do you want to explain really quickly what the class is?
So Colorado Free University, we do a podcasting class, basics right. of podcasting.
And it's a full like day workshop.
Full day workshop. And we go over pretty much everything you need to know about how to start your own podcast and how to make a... I think more of ensuring that you are getting the not necessarily just the quality, but the idea solidified. Yeah.
We really do work through the idea and all that stuff, but I mean, it's to the point where like you and I are going to be. It's about 9:46 here in Denver.
Yeah,
and I'll be coming back over here about 7:30 in the morning, and we're going to drive about 30-40 minutes away.
Yeah,
and go teach this class. It'll be a good day. It will be a good day. So that's something we like to do for sure.
Yes.
I think it's worthwhile. Yeah. All right. Cool. Thanks for explaining that. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, we've done one of these before.
Yeah.
We'll be doing another one here soon. I just feel like the world is better with Bruce Springsteen guitar in the background. Like,
yeah.
And then you like narrate what's happening when you go up. You're like, so I walked into a Starbucks, I ordered myself some Joe. You know what I mean? And you just keep going? Like, I saw my friend there, he says I was just about ready to go. Then like, what should happen at the very end? I'm going to end this quatra.
Okay.
We got into the same car. He said, where should we go? I said, today just happens to be the day of National Tacos. National Taco Day. National Taco Day. I might just sit here and eat tacos and talk all day. All right, I'm done. Sorry, guys. Thanks for listening to that.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
Here we go.
We have a submission.
Yes, we do. This is from Sahaj Sabharwal in Jammu City, in Jammu and Kashmir, India. This is called Teacher, Our Future Maker. Giving us knowledge of something is a teacher. Having an inbuilt experience feature. A good teacher teaches us by heart and prays God for our part. A teacher helps us in developing our mind in such a way that is very kind. A teacher teaches us tricks to achieve our goal and warns us to remain careful to avoid any hole. Without the help of a teacher, we can't work rife and many difficulties will appear in our life. In this vast world, they are teachers and parents only on whom we can rely. They always keep us, or they always keep on us, their eye. And we are confident that they will never tell a lie. They give us blessings so that we can fly high. That's why parents are our caretaker and teachers are our future maker. And that was from Sahaj Sabharwal in Jammu City, in Jammu and Kashmir, India. Those teacher or future maker. Thank you, Sahaj. Really appreciate you sending something in. It's wonderful, and we hope you get to hear this. We really, really appreciate it. Looking forward to hearing more of your work. Yeah. All right. We are now here for the return. So now we go to Dennis in Michigan. Hey, Dennis. Welcome back, sir.
Yes, I'm always glad to be back.
Well, especially when I'm sitting here making up terrible Bruce Springsteen knockoffs. JT's really happy to have you on here, I got to tell you.
Well, it we're glad to have JT, too.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I got to be honest. Me too. So what do you have for us this time?
All right. I'd like to introduce to you another poet. Her name is Patricia Barnes. She's a friend of mine, and she's a wonderful poet. And she's been writing such wonderful work, and she she's finally put her words in a new book. And it's, the name of the book is Cup of Home, Cup of Home by Patricia Barnes. And I would like to read to you a poem from her book. And the title of the poem is On the Tip of My Tongue. I write slippery words, ruffled-edged, fern-fringed, moon-freckled, sassy with expectation, words that sidle up to dreams and poke nose-thumbing fun at schedules and pie charts without flavor. Itchy words that scratch smooth surfaces and sandpaper away the veneer of shoulds. Galloping words, too full of piss and vinegar to stand still and have their syllables counted. Straining at the reins of punctuation, trampling commas with cloven hooves. Devilish words with the power of claiming the ruby-throated hummingbird and the tsunami. Words as blue as old tattoos and saxophone riffs at midnight. Wild woman words, Amazons, pole dancers, nuns. Words that make your eyes smart. The smoke of campfires, peace pipes, funeral pyres. Drunken words slurred into laughter. The language of mysticism and erotica. Words that last past my life. Words that drop with the sound of a solid thunk of a car door closing. Words hidden behind burkas. Lost is baby's teeth, trains of thought, innocence, elusive as fistful of mercury. Are those lizards that skitter all over Florida? Words beating with rhythm, rhythm's impulse, the exalted breath of an extended phrase, the romance of a monosyllabic sigh. I want words that terrify, sawtooth, eerie, and glumping in the dark. Words that taste like baklava and are just as fattening. Words that dance tippy-toed are Klondike stomping, are whirling dervishly into a trance where it all makes sense, but still leaves you hungry for one more bite, lick, mouthful of words. A poem by Patricia Barnes.
That was a really, first of all, great read, and really, I guess I'm not used to hearing you read with that kind of, I don't know, it's like the thematic, the vibe of the thing just felt so different. I really liked it.
Yes, she's she got quite a wonderful poetic voice that she's developed over the years.
Yeah,
and she's got such insights into so many different things. She's just wonderful to listen to. I know it sounds much better with her reading it.
Well, but that's okay. With you.
I wanted to get out and share a piece of her poetry and share her book, A Cup of Home. So if anyone is interested, it is available on Amazon and wherever good books are sold.
Love it. Hey, Dennis, thank you very much for reading that and sharing it with us. That's a real treat.
All right. Thank you very much. And I will be sharing some more of her works in future weeks. So thanks for allowing me to do that. And once again, thanks for being here for us. and we need to get more people here for you. So that is going to be my assignment for next week. I'm gonna hog tie some poets, drag them in here, and make sure they read before I let them escape.
Even better.
That's going to be an interesting sight to see.
Anything I can do, do my part. So I'll work on that. Thank you very much. I'm going to step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis Collin from Michigan as the first poet leading off here in the call-in part of our return engagement segment. All right, the next place we're going to go has a bit of a time delay. I think she lives in a time warp that is slightly, even though we are in mountain time, somehow she exists in sub bizarro mountain time.
Right.
Just a few seconds behind actual mountain time.
Which is weird when you say time is relative. You know, it's just a made up thing.
Well, so maybe she's making up that she's slightly behind us, but in reality. Yeah. Mm. I mean, then again, we're also doing a show.
Yeah.
That is using sounds we make with our mouths we all agree on.
Exactly.
So that's, you know, we just got to keep context here. Hey, we're on a rock. No one knows what's going on here. Let's just move on. All right. Let's go to Barbara in a made-up place called Connecticut. Hello, Barbara, if that's your real name.
I was on the phone listening to you. Some bizarro time.
It's usually we call and we can hear ourselves in backwards in time. So it's kind of like we step into a bizarro world.
Yes, you did. Yes.
I also don't like being held accountable for my actions. So that's really traumatizing for me.
and on that note, yes. And on that note, I'm going to read a poem from my book called You'll Probably Forget Me Living With and Without Hell. And the poem is Letting the Days Go By, from the title of the song by the Talking Heads, speaking of bizarro. So, here goes. Days go by like movie calendars, tear off and they're gone, and weeks pile up like mountains of days accumulating and disappearing as the vapors of a steaming pot of pasta. And I feel these days were gobbled up like the tender strands of tomato sauce laden spaghetti. Tasty, yet gone forever. And what is left is the taste of the moment. With you gone, nothing really remained as a memory to be savored. It all goes together and is digested, while each day a new memory of you surfaces to fill my head. And I see the young and heady you, the tender and affectionate boy who swept into my life and loved pasta, eating it with the energy you put into every part of your days. I miss that fire and fierce determination, pointing me to where I should really be, standing there in case I needed you, yet never wanting me to see the need you had for me that would make you less than you wanted to be. Unlike your hero, John Wayne, whose exploits you whispered into the tiny ears of our newborn child, hoping to mold her into a miniature copy of yourself, but finding that not an option, as she grew to be her own version of complete. And I loved you in spite of your foibles, maybe because of them. And I miss the days when we discussed over and over the topics never to be solved. Yet you wanted to talk all the time. And I loved the talking, even if sometimes it cut me. You told me the truth. And though it brought tears and pain, I knew you were right. Now my days are filled with frivolous TV and escapes, so I won't have to deal with the loss of the force of you. End poem.
It was a really honest piece, and I can feel the ache, you know, as it was put down. How does that resonate with you now? I mean, I know it still must be very, very...
It's like visiting another country. It's like you remember it. You remember the feelings. You remember everything. You remember how you what it was, and you remember the person and everything, but it's like it's not as sharp.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as sharp a pain. There's pain, but it's not quite as sharp as it was. And it's, you know, it's 5 years, almost six. And it's coming up to that time of year when he started to get sick. And so he got sick in January of 2014 and passed away in May of 2014. So those months are not the greatest.
Yeah.
And then in between March 15th, I lost my mother in 1990. So they're very painful months. And my father died in April. So it's like you're going through some very, very, very disturbing months in my life. So reading this poem, yes, I see the pain. I hear the pain, but I kind of look at it as, like I said, a country I visited, and it's a memory that I visited, and it's kind of hard to. I'm glad in a way that the sharpness of the pain is gone, but the memories will never go away, and the feeling that, you know, I miss him will never go away. So,
right,
you know,
yeah,
that's
right,
it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you explaining that and kind of telling us what it's like, you know, for you. I mean, it's something that's hard for me to imagine, but at the same time, I can, and I feel it, and I empathize, and I'm glad that you are able to so honestly share it with us. It contributes to us and to our experience as well.
Well, thank you. And like I said, I never felt in my life that I'd ever go through such pain.
Yeah.
But, you know, like everything else, as time goes on and your life, I filled my life with so much that, you know, that not that I don't miss him, but, you know, my life is so full now and he'd be happy.
Well, and
he'd be very, very happy that, you know, that I'm not sitting around and pining for him because he didn't want that.
Right. You know? Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I'm sure he would be very proud of you.
Thank you. And I just want to mention that one of my poems, I don't know which, is going to be in a brochure in the Norwalk, Connecticut Library with my bio and photo with other people, other poets. And they're choosing the poems. And they're three of the poems that I've read here, Obeyed, and there were two others that I read here. And so one of those, oh yeah, To Catch the Universe, and the other one is, it'll come to me. Anyway, so I have those, and so that's every day, everything, you know, things come up, so they fill my life, and I have Greenwich Pen Women, and, you know, I have all this stuff that's going on, so I really miss him, but, you know, it's he'd like it. He'd like what's going on, and thank you. Thank you for letting me share. And
of course.
Also, you guys have a great vacation. My daughter's going to be really happy because they always want me to stay away from the program, and I say, I'm coming to my program. This is my program, you know.
Well, we love that you come and join us, and, you know, we can understand. You know, it's late, we know, but we love that you join us. So thank you so much, Barbara. We appreciate you, and we love you.
You're welcome, and we love you too. And Michael, I'm just going to invite you on the air to my holiday show.
Oh, okay. When is your holiday show?
December 26th at 4 p.m.
Okay.
Same place, same station, and I will have my ad up, and I'll probably give like a huge message to everybody who's invited. So.
That's Thursday, yeah? It's the 26th is a Thursday?
Yep.
Okay.
You need a holiday story.
Well, I got one.
Good. Okay.
It's about how I lost my left eye. No, I'm kidding. That's not, it's not a real thing. Christmas Slay, S-L-A-Y. Good holiday story.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Barbara.
There must be other people on this show, so I'm going to get off.
This is what we call Barbara exiting as quickly as possible. Thank you, Barbara. We love
you.
Michael. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Take care and have a great week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut. To be fair, Christmas Slay was not my idea. That's not my joke. That's from Ernest Saves Christmas.
Ah.
A classic.
Yes.
On par with Casablanca.
Right up there.
It's right up there. Do you remember that movie? You ever seen that?
Casablanca or Ernest Saves Christmas?
No, both, actually. I'm more interested in Casablanca, but I have a feeling you've probably seen Ernest Saves Christmas before you'd see Casablanca.
Honestly, I think I saw Casablanca first.
No kidding?
Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea why we watched Ernest Saves Christmas so many times in my house growing up, because we knew how absurd it was.
Yeah.
But it became like this Christmas kind of thing. Well, actually, we'd watch it even when it wasn't Christmas, because it's so ridiculous.
Yep.
That and Ernest Scared Stupid, that's a good one.
Yes.
As well.
Not the Ghost Camp, huh?
Nah, I wasn't really so into that one. I mean, there was a zeitgeist period of Ernest movies.
There was.
And then there was a time where it just wasn't really working. Jim Varney, the guy who was Ernest, is actually a pretty sad story. He wanted to be a Shakespearean actor.
Yeah.
And just couldn't make it work. But anyway, let's go to Zach in upstate New York after that story. Hey, Zach. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, thank you. I just got up and I ran around the room and sat right back down here.
Hey, you know, keeping productive, that's a good thing.
I try to stay productive. Try to. Oh, my goodness. So the show's been pretty good tonight. What have you thought of some of the other work of the poets around here?
Good. You know, it's always a pleasure to listen to the other poets. And why is there guitar music in the background?
Oh, I'm just playing while we're talking. That's all.
Oh, okay.
He's playing with his instrument like he does after he has a Studio X. He just constantly, he has it. So he'll fiddle with it. It's all good.
This is actually, Zach, to be fair, this is actually what I do all day long.
Yeah.
I literally will be having conversations and just doing this all day and doing stuff with it. So,
yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just like a reflex for me.
No, well, when inspiration strikes you, you know, you got to run with it.
I suppose. So, okay. Anyway. So, yeah, there's some really good stuff tonight. And you're always such a big piece of this community as well. And we really, you know, we're thankful for you being here also. Mm-hmm. So what do you have to share with us this time?
So, you know, this is actually probably a really nice poem to follow up with, you know, Barbara. So this is a really nice poem, and to follow up to that, it's called Tonight I Write This Poem For You. And I wrote this a couple of weeks ago. Tonight I write this poem for you. You who pushes through the day with a smile, even when you don't want to. Tonight, I write this poem for you. Lover, fighter, don't be afraid to let your fire burn brighter. Tonight, I write for you a poem of hope. You, the one who fears you've reached the end of your rope. Tonight, I wrote this poem for you. You, my new friend, if you need someone to talk to, I'm just around the river bend. End of piece.
Very nicely done. I think you're really into a genre that fits you really well, at least right now. I mean, obviously you'll grow and develop as you go, but I hear that you hit the genre really strongly, and that's a compliment, by the way. That's not a knock in any way. I think you're writing things that could really directly communicate to people.
Well, and I mean, you know, that's really what poetry is all about. It's personal to us, but it's also, you know, we're storytellers, and you know, we're just trying to, and for me, you know, being autistic, you know, I'm just trying to, I've always had such a hard time with connecting with people. Sure. And so this is, so my poetry, a third of it is exercises in empathy, putting myself in situations that I've never been in, or I don't know who, what they would sit, I don't know anybody who's been in those situations, like drug abuse or stuff like that, and I try to think of ways that would, things that they would need to hear, that would be important for them to hear, and that they would believe it and help them get out of that situation. And then another third is just fun poetry, you know, and then the third category that you inspired, which was through your through the prompts on Facebook, is purely creative.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. And I, you're growing in all of it, and I'm really happy to be a part of it and be able to help in any way I can. And we've got some stuff where we're working on for your book and all that. And I'm excited to start sharing that with the world too. But you're going to be publishing the anthology coming out this next week. So there you go, my friend.
Yeah. All right. And, yeah, so just so you guys know how much I've grown as a writer, thanks a lot to you guys. You know, you've given me confidence that I've never thought could be possible. But I started the year off with 35 poems that I've written in the past 4 years. And I started with 35 poems, and now I'm up to 115.
No kidding.
That's awesome.
That's right. That's right. You said that earlier to privately to me, but that is just a that's pretty solid. Keep it going, man. Keep it going.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's a good time, and we'll see what next year brings. But until then, I will have a holiday poem for you. A happy holiday poem for you guys. You know, since we're right before Christmas. So that'll be good, and I will talk to you guys on the 20th.
All right. Sounds good, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you. And that was Zach Kahn from upstate New York. Wow. Good stuff. I'm just happy to see him developing the way he does, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Now, we have, now we're going to see how this call works. So we're going to go now to Stan in Alabama. Hello, Stan. Are you there? I feel like there's something with his phone and us.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason that it should be doing this on a phone.
No.
Stan, we're having that same issue again. Could you hang up and call us back? I'm sorry. This is a little odd. It's not quite how it should be working. And it only seems to be happening with Stan's phone this early on. I'm wondering if we're starting to figure out there's something else going on with it.
Maybe.
But he can hear us, so that still is the same problem.
Yeah. But then when his, I don't know. I don't know. He's on.
All right. Hey, Stan, how's it going, sir?
Hey, it's good to be back.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. Sorry, sorry about making you call back two times to get in here. What's going on here?
It is what it is. Well, at least I'm in.
Yeah, at least you are. That's the way to look at it, huh? So it's been a great show. And I think you are a great person to kind of wrap up the return engagement here. So I'm going to give you the stage, and we'll talk after, okay?
That works for me, friend. Thank you. And this is sort of a, well, it's kind of a little sad piece. It's titled Cheers, a Lament. Basset Hound red my bloodshot eyes, with spiked eggnog breath I sing. To the frozen street lamp, lamenting Noel, a loneliness I'm feeling your sting. The winter tapestry, ice crystal and white, no joy to this heart does it bring. No solace found in the wreaths or trees, or in the chiming church bells ring. Trapped in my December desolation, my Yuletide heart low, not in view. A staggering soul, oh, not even drunk, not enough drink to sink this pain. A staggering soul lost in cold without you, in peace. That was taken off of a prompt by a lady who stated She attempted to drink away her pain, but the damn thing learned how to swim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's,
and Christmas, you know, I love the season in it, but it is for some people, wow.
It's hard.
It's a rough time. Yeah. It's a rough, hard time.
Yeah. And, you know, it's amazing to me, the more and more I find out and talk to people, how many people is a really hard time for. And I think the only thing we can do is try to be there for each other. And
yeah.
And
really.
And that's really what we're here for. We are here for, you know, we're here for everybody here who's listening to the show, who calls in, and, you know, not just on the air, though. We're here if you need anything, you know, reach out.
Yeah, that's like I said, this is like a family. It really is.
Yeah. And it's really, it's backed up in real life, too. You know, that's the thing. It's,
yeah.
So yeah, we're here for anybody who needs it, but bring it back to this call specifically, Stan. We really appreciate you, sir, and we really, you know, we're really happy every time you're able to call in. It makes it so much better.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thank you for the venue, gentlemen. And we'll catch you next week.
Not next week. 2 weeks from now. So we're off. Yeah, we're off this next week. I'm going to be doing some work with the band I lead, and then, but 2 weeks from now, you got it. We're back.
All righty. See you guys then.
All right. We'll see you on the 20th then. All right. Thank you, Stan. And that was Stan calling from Alabama, rounding out our return in engagements. All right, everyone. Well, my guitar is out of tune. JT and I got to get up early. Yeah, I think it actually is out of tune now. I think the low string, like, well, I kind of guessed it, but I guess I guessed it close. But anyway, I think it is time for us to say, as we do, even though this is year 8, the Ocho, from Ursa, the studio dog, from Novia, the studio cat, from JT, from myself. Thank you so much for spending the time with us. We love you all. We'll be joining you again in 2 weeks' time. However, we will be releasing the next 3 clues next week on our Facebook page and also on our main page. Make sure to check that out. We'll be doing that on Friday, so it'll be up in time, kind of like how you could check it during the normal show time. And then we'll be unveiling 2 weeks from now. Until that time, reach out if you need anything. You can find us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or on the website there. We love you. Keep on writing, and have a great night.